Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the green and red flags that recruiters are looking for, as well as to discuss the importance of internships and any volunteering or leadership roles while a student to prepare for that workforce. Joining us today is a very special guest, Rose R. Ceccarelli. Rose, thank you so much for joining us today, and give our listeners a little bit of your background, or in interviewing terms, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much, John. Yes, I'm so excited to be here today to help out our Trojan family. So the main question you asked me is to tell you a little bit about myself, and that's something that most of you are going to hear when you go to an interview, so we can really start out that way. So as you mentioned, my name is Rose Ceccarelli. I've been with the ACWIN group for about 8 years, and I lead our education and career partnerships. So essentially, my job is to be the middle person between the clients where you all want to work and you as the candidate, how to prepare you to help you land your dream job. So we always want to keep it short and sweet. We call it an elevator pitch. You've heard of different terms for it, but essentially wrapping yourself up with who you are, what makes you a great person for the company, and essentially selling yourself without overselling yourself.
Yes, yes, 100%. And that's something that I find as well is there is that fine line of you want to give the information of who you are and what you do, and you did it perfectly, but not giving your entire life history. So fantastic. So to kind of just jump right into our first discussion and topic of today, what would you say are the major green flags that you see in candidates?
Yes, great question. So we want to make sure that our companies hire people that are really interested in what the job is. So you really have to do your part to have a positive outlook. You want to be proactive, look up the company, be reliable, know a bit about what it is that they're looking for. And essentially, we want to make sure that you're the right fit for the role, going into it knowing exactly what it is that you want from the position. And of course, then you have your resume and everything. But first things first, everyone, research, know about who you're speaking to and the company, and make sure you have that A game, because that's your first impression.
100%. That is something that I cannot stress enough when I'm working with students as well, is you can be as good as possible at talking. But if it becomes clear that you don't know what you're talking about, you haven't done your research, everything else after that, everything you say, just it kind of falls apart. It doesn't make sense anymore. Do you feel like you see that as well? How easily can you tell if somebody hasn't done their research, would you say?
You know, it's actually something that's pretty simple. It's similar to the concept of on a resume when people write more vague dates, maybe not the specifics. You kind of question and wonder, wait a minute, when did they work there exactly? What it is that they did? Yeah. So it's similar to when you come into a position. And one of the best things that I really love to tell students, recent grads and alumni is, if maybe a topic is a little bit tricky for you and you don't know how to respond, take your school experience. Take what you do in volunteering, or if you've had any internships or anything within your classes, even an example of what your professor mentioned, throw it in that interview and relate it to what they're speaking to you about. And I guarantee you can make it as if you really do know what you're talking about.
100%. And that's fantastic advice that I really hope our listeners listen to, is a lot of times students or people in these interviews, not even students, anyone who is in these interviews, they think they can only relate it to work experiences, those quote unquote work experiences. But they might have had projects or other things in their classes with their professors, in a club. All of that is experience that you can absolutely bring up in an interview. So kind of, we've already started into this topic a little bit, but to dive a little bit deeper, is we've talked a little bit about the green flags, doing your research. What would you say are kind of some of the red flags when it comes to interviewing or even resumes? What are some of the things that students want to avoid when working with you or with your clients?
Thank you for that. I think that's key. So of course, your interview, your resume come hand in hand. So we could start out with your interview first. Of course, as you all know, we have to be professional. Dress code matters. I'm sure you've all learned about the firm hand grip, the eye contact, making sure that, and now actually in the digital setting, it's important to mention, just because you're on a video, the eye contact still matters. So you may not realize it, but if you're looking at your screen, but under the table, you're texting, or perhaps your body shifted to the side, even taking notes might take away from the person that is interviewing you as if you are not paying attention. So that will always remain the most important. So if your eyes wandering, if you're doing anything else, that just kind of shows that perhaps you're not in tune with who you're speaking to. The main key takeaways is you have to show interest and have some form of energy for what it is that you are applying for, and to show the company why you are such an asset to them. And then just kind of shifting gears, of course, to your resume. By now, I believe or hope that most of you do have your LinkedIn's up to speed with that updated. You have your paper resumes. So you want to make sure that the dates, and this is something interesting that maybe some people don't know, putting in some vague dates may not help because it doesn't really show exactly the time of what you've been doing. And when it comes to your internship experience, any volunteering, we push that a lot for students because you may feel that you graduate and you don't have work experience when in fact, everything you did with the clubs, anything you did while you're on campus, that is experience. And not understanding the vision or mission of the organization that you're interviewing for, that can really come and bite you. Always make sure you go on the company website, you read their mission, you understand what it is that you're doing. And from there, you take those components, make sure your resume is updated, and that'll help brushing up your interviewing skills as well.
Yeah. And that's that kind of ties into that first green flag we talked about of do your research. The more you know, the better it's going to turn out for you. That's a big thing for anyone who has listened to the Ask John podcast. That is my motto, is information is the currency of careers. If you have information, you're going to go further. You're going to do more. So we've kind of already talked about this. If you don't really have anything else to add to it, then that's okay. So how can we take some of these potential red flags, vague dates, all that, and turn them a little bit more green? Is there any other red flags that can be easily turned into green flags?
Yes, of course. So of course, when it comes to the resume. So let's say you in your resume, you may have some areas where you're not certain. How do I explain it? What do I do when it comes to listing your work duties or whatnot? The way that we always tell our candidates is take a specific example of what you do in your job and write that to those words. Don't be so vague. So okay. For example, if you did a project and you the return of investment or the outcome with something, give that example. I think oftentimes we write things as a go-getter, you know, performed all my tasks to the best of my ability. But the person that's interviewing you wants some specific examples. And I think one of the flags that we often see, and sometimes we call it more green resumes, you know, when you're starting out or whatnot, is you don't really know how to give those specific examples. But I guarantee if you have a conversation with someone and you say, hey, you know, I moved this object, and the outcome was this, is much better than saying I was able to finish a project from A to Z. Yeah. Just give us more examples.
Yeah, that's kind of some advice that I have talked about on here before and with my students when I'm advising them, is you should be able to hand your resume to your grandmother, and she should be able to read it and know exactly what you did.
Exactly.
And if she can't, then the employer who's spending, they're looking at tens, if not hundreds of applications, and they're kind of scanning them. It's kind of the reality. We don't like the reality, but it's the reality. They're kind of scanning through them quick. They need that very specific, what did you do? And so I love that example. Please join us for part two of our conversation with Rose Ceccarelli on the green and red flags that recruiters want to see.